What's up, guys? This is another episode of I Got the Juice, Season 2, Episode 2. What's happening today? You know, I like to change a lot of stuff up, you know, on this podcast. You know, this is what I do, you know, talking about all types of different genres and topics and, you know, because this is how it goes. This is what I like to do. I'm different. Okay. So, you know, I have here today, you know, with me, you know, she loves sports, you know, and it's a very good thing to have her on periodically. So why don't you just go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. My name is Stoy Falu, the chief makeup artist. I am a makeup artist, a celebrity makeup artist, and I'm excited anytime that I come here on this podcast because it's real. That's what the juice is. It's the real juice.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what's up. And I had her on episode 1. If you guys remember, if you guys listened to it, like I said, she's, you know, really known in the makeup world. She's really good at what she does. You know, celebrity chief makeup artist. I mean, like I said, this is what she does. But, you know, glad to have her on. Glad to have you on, Story. Mm-hmm. So today, you know, we're going to, you know, talk about, you know, the sports world. You know, it's a lot of things that have been going on. I mean, you got all these commentators and analysts, you know, honestly, you know, talking a lot of stuff. Sometimes I agree with them, sometimes I don't. But yeah, so, you know, Story, I know you watch sports a lot.
I do.
Who's your team, or who used to be your team?
Well, I can't say who used to be my team because the Nets, they have been my team for the last, it's been a minute, the Brooklyn Nets. And the Nets were for a long time, and I got to learn a lot about the players with Kevin Durant and Irving.
When they were there,
which was not that long ago. I think it was about like a month ago. And before that, you know, before they left, they had an incredible team. Right now, I know right now they're just trying to figure it out. But I would say the Nets, who has been looking good to me though, and I'm very surprised that I'm saying this, is the Knicks. And for a long time, the Knicks, you know, we already know, and I'm going to keep it real, it wasn't the team to look at. They didn't play well to me. So I never acknowledged them, but I must say, this season, they have my attention. So what I want to ask you, Chris, is how do you feel about the Knicks this season?
It's a good question. Knicks, actually, the last couple of games I've actually watched, I've been very surprised because honestly, and I've been saying this for like the last 6 years, which you probably already know because I've mentioned it to you many times. Mm-hmm. The Knicks are not winning anything within like the next 85 years.
Agree. I could say that I had agreed up until this point.
But, you know, lately, the Knicks have actually been pretty good. You know, I think they do need a little bit of work, but for defensively, they've been really good. Quigley definitely been stepping up tremendously. Mm-hmm. I know Randall just got hurt, I think, a game or two ago. They definitely need that toughness always. I mean, it's New York City. You know, that's where we're from, in case you guys didn't know. But, you know, Quigley definitely been stepping up. You know, Josh Hart, he's, you know, I think he gives them a different type of flair. Mm-hmm. I actually think that they need. And, you know, people are just stepping up. I think the Knicks are looking good. I think they're actually, I want to say that they're like 6th or 7th or maybe 5th or 6th on the Eastern Conference right now.
And that's a big deal, right? Because I don't believe they've been 6th or 7th. It's been a long time, or it's been a minute since you see them on the top 10 for the Eastern.
Yeah, because normally they're not making the playoffs. So if they do, last time the Knicks made the playoffs, guys, I'm not sure if you remember this. was actually back in the 2012-2013 season when Carmelo was there.
Wow.
They made it to, I believe, the second round, but they had a good amount of veterans. Yeah. Kenyon Martin, Jason Kidd, Rasheed Wallace, you know.
Like, this amazing. That was the dream team right there.
J.R. Smith, and they had the potential to keep going, of course. But they made it to the second round, which was good because, like I said, last time the Knicks won a championship was back in the 70s. But then the last time the Knicks made it to the actual NBA championship was back in 1999.
Oh, okay.
That 98-99 season when they actually lost to the Spurs.
I remember that. I think that was the closest in my time that I've seen them get that close. Yeah. I don't think that I have seen them get any closer, but I'm starting to feel like, you know, this may be their season. So yeah. With that being said, who is looking pretty good in the Eastern Conference standings for you?
Right now? Honestly, you know, Boston is doing their thing.
Yeah.
That's real. Milwaukee.
We already know.
Yeah, as much as I can't stand Milwaukee.
Yes.
But they won a chip already, so they're good. Philadelphia, I mean, because of Embiid.
Yeah.
You know, definitely is surprising me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, James Harden is James Harden. Of course, he's going to continuously dribble. But, you know, the fact that Embiid is definitely, you know, a plus, you know, having him on the team, of course. Nobody could really stop him. He's
big. And I think the coach, I can't remember his name, but...
Doc Rivers?
Yeah. I think that he has a lot to do with that. He's been in the game for a long time. And, so he's definitely... I think that they're looking really good. And going back to Milwaukee, what is it that bothers you about Milwaukee's team?
I don't know. Like, I felt like after they won the championship...
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, they got a ring. Finally, they got one. But then after that, I don't know what it was, like where it, I just started not to become a fan anymore.
Right.
And during that season, I think it might have been 2021-2022 season where the Nets had the potential chance to actually go to national championship.
I remember.
And during that time when Giannis would shoot free throws, and he would take so long and the referees wouldn't even give him a penalty.
Yes.
So that there was a lot going on at that time when, you know, Kevin Durant was actually on the Nets. You know, we definitely could have went far. I mean, I'm definitely a Nets fan. Not sure why we got rid of...
We had all three.
We had James Harden let him go. I mean, honestly, James Harden let him go. It is what it is. I don't know what his deal is, but the fact that the Nets franchise actually let Kevin Durant go and Kyrie go, but Kyrie first. I mean, Kyrie is a freaking magician.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's just what it is. God. His dribbling ability is ridiculous. Like,
he's
him and
swift.
Allen Iverson are like just like connected, like number
amazing
one and two right
player.
There, and ball handling. I don't know what the Nets were thinking. You just should have paid him. So he could stay?
Well, I don't think it was about the money, honestly. I really think that there was a lot more going on because to have two franchise player leave at the same time, you know, and I remember they were thinking about it during the summer and that didn't happen and they were here and now all of a sudden they both left at the same time. So it might be a little more what's going on behind the scenes. In the front office, because if you remember, it always seems like Kyrie had a problem all the time with them, where they were suspending him or they didn't approve or something he had said. They didn't really have his back and his support. So, you know, it could have been something like that. We don't know because they never talk about it. But yeah, that's what it's come to. Now we're looking to find our ground, our middle ground, a balance, you know. So we'll see.
Yeah, definitely. And now, you know, Kevin Durant is in Phoenix. Well, it just looks odd that he went to the West Coast. Him and Kyrie. Kyrie actually looks okay in a Dallas jersey. But honestly, Kevin Durant in a Phoenix jersey, I don't know.
It doesn't.
You know.
Doesn't do it for you.
Not at all. So, yeah.
So, okay. So, do you think that could Kevin Durant still be an elite player?
Is Kevin Durant still an elite player? That's tough. And I want to say, yes, he definitely still has. I mean, he's definitely, you know, Kevin Durant. I think injuries right now are kind of hindering him. You know, I know he's definitely getting up there on the all-time scoring list. You know, I think, what is he, like 34 right now? 33, 34 years old, yeah, I think.
So what you're saying is that he's not playing. He's hurt right now. Is that
No. He's still playing.
Oh, okay.
It's just that injuries are hindering him, you know, because of, I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going on. But is, to answer your question, is he still an elite player? Yes, I would definitely say he is. There's a lot of things that, you know, I feel... I think, honestly, I think he just needs to stick with one team right now instead of bouncing around. Because, honestly, like, and it might be people, you know, who do feel like this, because I do. You're going to come across as a joke when it comes to switching teams so much. You know, like Stephen A. Smith always says, you know, in regards to, you know, him joining the Warriors after he left OKC years ago, it was like one of the weakest moves in the history of sports. And that's a real thing. And I 100% agree with that. Why would you go to a team that was consistently winning already? Like, try to win one with OKC. Like, try again. Don't, just because you didn't win it 1 or 2 years, you think you're not going to win it. But you know who messed that up? You know who started that crap? LeBron James.
In your opinion.
Yeah, I truly believe that LeBron, in my opinion, started that stuff, moving from team to team, because you don't see that. I mean, honestly, and shout out to Damian Lillard. I mean, now, you know, my thoughts are just, like, really kind of, like, I'm thinking about a lot right now.
Yeah, it's on full gear right now, right? So,
yeah, like, yeah. Damian Lillard, shout out to him. I know the Portland Trailblazers did not make the playoffs this season, but shout out to him for staying in one team. Shout out to Giannis for staying in one team.
Respect to them, right.
Shout out to Steph Curry for staying in one team.
So this is what I believe. There was one point in the NBA where, you know, you can be the best player. It didn't mean that you were not one of the best players if you didn't win a ring at all. There's many players that we know now who have made history but has not got a ring. So what I'm saying to that is, I feel like chasing the ring, you know, it's hard to get a balance every time you start something new. You're starting again. How are you going to win a ring like that if you have so much to, you know, to bring in order to get a ring? So everyone starts chasing the ring.
Exactly. Chasing that ringer. Can't chase the ringer.
You have to, for me, you have to be a strong player. Stay in that team. Be a leader. Teach your other, can't think of the word, your other teammates, you know, the way. If you're a true leader, win it like that.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely. So, you know, I felt that, you know, this topic was definitely needed. You know, with baseball season still starting, of course, opening day, I believe, was Thursday. But like I said, you know, NBA, you know, I love the NBA. We love, you know, sports, especially basketball.
Yes.
You know, just different things that, you know, kind of make up that world. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, just a lot. But, you know, like I said, we're definitely Nets fans. Shout out to the Knicks. You guys are doing really well.
Yeah, shout out to the Knicks. Yeah. Proud of you guys. I'm proud. Being a New Yorker, I'm proud.
Definitely. And like I said, we're definitely New York City natives, born in the Bronx, 100%. And, you know, thank you guys for, you know, being tuned in. You know, you definitely, you know, this is I Got the Juice. I mean, definitely can't get no realer than this. So, you know, definitely stay tuned for the next episode.
Yes.
And we'll definitely see you guys soon.
Yes.
All right, guys.
Have a good day.